Half hour, I can't think anything that rhymes with husky, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Hello, come in, don't be afraid. Come with me, hold my hand, and together we shall skip into the hidden garden. And in that garden is a new world. A new world of comedy, of laughs and stand-up and jokes. What is this world, I hear you ask? It's Hosk's Half Hour, of course, you silly billy. Right, I haven't got much time for an intro today, so we're just going to get on with it. Let's have some rude dad jokes.
Come out of the building with your hands up and with the dad joke where we can see it.
Okay, these aren't really dad jokes, they're more like dad sayings, but they're sort of good though, right? I went into a Chinese restaurant the other day, and I said to the waiter, "This meat is rubbery," to which the waiter replied, "Ah, thank you very much." Right. And when watching, and this is the rudest dad joke ever, by the way, when watching any news programs that has bearded politicians spouting complete bollocks, my dad is often heard to say, "Just because he has hair around his mouth doesn't give him the right to talk like a cunt." Fantastic. Rude bad dad, that is. Right, I bought the Sun today for some goodies in there. And I read one article. It's about this dude who, the Sun called him a sex monster. And he murdered loads of girls. But he also buried them in his back garden. Now, obviously, I'm not an expert on killing people, but surely burying them in your back garden is not a good idea, is it? I mean, probably going to be a little bit incriminating once someone digs around in your garden. And that, what are these doing here? I don't know. But the neighbours must have been a bit... They must have been a bit curious about him. Oh, look, he's gardening again. Oh, peculiar. I tell you what, he is such a keen gardener. He's out there digging some holes at midnight. He, you know, that really does put the effort in his gardening. But you would have thought 11 times, there he is digging these huge holes. But they saw him one day and they said, "Oh, what are you doing there, digging the holes in your garden?" "I'm just digging a sandpit for my son," he said. He dug a 6-foot deep hole. I mean, that's not a sand pit. That's a great big hole. Great big suspicious hole in the garden. I mean, so that's quite peculiar. He digs a 6-foot sand pit for his son. But then, I like the quote from the next owner after him. He said, Colin Bone, amusing name, said, "The garden was in a bit of a mess. I did quite a bit of work on it." Well, I imagine. It kept getting dug up every year or so to hide a new body in. Also in the Sun we have today, educating Rooney, Man U star goes brainy. Now, what do you think he's doing to get these accolades in the Sun? Well, Ace has private tutor and he sits his GCSEs for English and Maths, and he's having guitar lessons too. What a geek, for goodness sake, I tell you what. And helpfully, they've got a picture of him with in a top hat and a monocle. And if they've got, "Here's Wayne, how he might be looking reading books." And they've got a picture of his head stuck on a body that's writing some equations on a blackboard. Good, tell you what. And you know what? So, you know, I've got playing guitar, reading books, learning English and mathematics. You know what? If you do all that, according to the Sun, that means you're turning into a toff. Oh yeah, that is very toff-like indeed, going for your GCSEs in maths and English. Personally, I hope he starts doing paintings as well, so then we can see like pictures of, I imagine, like 6-year-old crayon drawings. I mean, I think that would be good, you know, and we'll put them in a, as it's Wayne Rooney, we'll put them in an art gallery perhaps. Sell them for 50 grand or something. Man U fans will buy it, bloody fools.
"Hello, it's Katrina here. Now I'm a bit worried. A lot of my friends are getting chopped down. Now although this is quite sad, It's the waste of what you do with them that really gets me angry. You chop us up to make books. But half the books you bloody humans read are a load of crap. My poor mate, Trevor the Oak, he got made into an Anthea Turner autobiography. And then when it didn't sell for its £17 price, he got put in the bargain bin and got bought for 49p. And he's now used just to prop up one of the table legs on a table. What a sad, sad world. And you humans are bastards.
I was reading a review of the Girls Aloud's latest album, and it was got a good review, 4 stars. I don't mind Girls Aloud, but they just look like pop robots. Like someone is, they weren't born, they were made in a pop factory. If you ever see pictures of them, they look just like kind of what an executive would think. They look kind of scary, like there's little metal skeletons beneath the fashionable clothes, or very small clothes, that they're usually wearing. I think I saw them once on the TV. They all had like 6-packs. They're machines. I tell you, pop machines. Anyway, I was reading the review, and as usual in music reviews, talks about everything else, about what the bloke had for breakfast and a cup of coffee, and everything else other than the actual music. And he was, the Geordie one? The one married to Cole. Anyway, she was saying how that if she hadn't been a pop star, she might have been an embalmer. Because when she went to her gran's funeral, they'd made her look lovely. And she thought, oh, look at that. Look, they've made my gran look really nice and peaceful. And I think I'd quite like a job being an embalmer. What? Flipping it. Of all the jobs, like, you think, oh, they've made a nice meal. Oh, I might, you know, being a chef would be cool. But seeing a nice dead person and then thinking, oh, I'd like to polish up dead people before they show them for one last time. Yeah, that'd be a great job to do, wouldn't it? I mean, this sounds bloody crazy. I mean, there's other jobs, like if you've ever seen a porn film, I haven't, by the way, you know, and you see one of the porn artists, the blokes, like having sex with a load of eager women, you might look at that and think, I quite like to do that. That looks quite a good job. Yeah, a few perks I can see on the screen, you know. I'd quite like to be a porn performer, porn man, porn artist. I think artist is the description they should have. But embalmer, I mean, I haven't really seen that many dead people, and the ones that they looked fine, but I certainly wasn't a job I thought, oh, I'd like to do that. That would be good. Although I would like to be a taxidermist, like stuffing animals, because then you can get a few animals and give them, like, poses. I wonder if they did this with humans, perhaps. Well, that maybe I'd be more interested if, like, instead of just having them in the coffin, you could do them in, like, a good pose. Like, if they were a footballer, you could do them perhaps, like, about to volley the ball in or something. And if, like, a whole family had died, you could really do something creative, like they're having a picnic or a game of Frisbee or something like that. See, that would be pretty cool. I'd like a bit more creativity in the role. I can't go on with that, surely. Well, actually, in fact, well, you know, I always thought it's weird that you had some people who, like, got their trusty animals that have died, and they got them, like, stuffed and popped somewhere on the mantelpiece, whatever. Why not? Why don't we do this with humans? You know, we bury them underground or burn them. You know, it's a waste. Why not get them, like, stuffed in a nice pose or something and then have them in your house? I mean, they could be pretty useful. You could have they could be, like, co-stands, you know, that you could use them to sort of hold the curtains back. It'd be fun. And actually, why not, let's go a little one step further. Why not have them, like, sitting down? You could have them sitting in their chair, and maybe for a lot of old people, that'd be just the same as if they were really there. You know, they wouldn't talk probably as much, but then that's no real bad thing, because they'll just, those old people are just whinging on usually, aren't they? What you could do, you got those kind of key rings and stuff, and they've got like 8 quotes. We could have one of those made up before they die. Have 8 of their, like, 8 things they say a lot, and then every now and again, you could just, like, I don't know, touch the dead stuffed person's left hand, and he comes out with a new quote. I mean, and then he could still entertain the children. The old granny or granddad could still be an entertainment to the children, which is what they'd like, you know. It's a win-win, isn't it? I can imagine myself selling this idea to Dragon's Den. Don't let your parents fade away into just memories. Get them stuck with the Hoskodermist. He'll stuff your grandparents, and then you could have them in the house and let your grandchildren, or let your children still play and get to know Grandma and Granddad. Tell you what, that is a bloody winner. I can see I'm going to make my millions now. Hoskodermy. Remember where you heard it first, kids. Idea for film. E.T. Strikes Back. This time E.T. comes down with his posse of other little E.T. mates, and they're coming to kick some ass. You know, last time he got rushed off, they made him line that table and go all white, although he was mucking around with kids and drinking beer and dressing up as a woman. You could say he might have deserved it, but this time he's kicking back. He comes in tooled up, and they've got like different fingers on that they can beam stuff. They can like melt stuff and fire electric bolts out of their big glowing fingers, and they just come to a little village, cause havoc, attacking people, and it starts off the scene. E.T. goes into the... he lands. He's older now, so he's not interested in kids. He wants a hot chick or something. He goes into the bar. He walks in on his little legs, and then some big fat trucker takes the piss and says, "Ah, E.T., you little turd. Look at you. You're funny. You're one ugly little bastard." And E.T. goes, "Oh yeah. Fancy an arm wrestle?" So they get on there. The dude's going, "Easy arm. This is gonna be easy. Watch this, everyone. I'm gonna smash his little turd face. Let's do it." Then they're arm wrestling. E.T. looks like he's gonna lose. Then he winks at this hot barmaid, slams him down, and then nuts him. And then the good-looking barmaid comes over to him and gives him a free drink. And then later, they go home and get it on. But then she scorns him when he shows her his weird penis. And he just goes fucking mental. And he just rips apart the whole town until they find out he's allergic to something like... I'd say water, that's been done before. We'll say, poison of tarantulas, poison of scorpions. And so then all the villagers start picking up scorpions and stabbing ETs. They're everywhere. And that's how the film ends.
Hello and welcome to the news with Derek Dangleberry. And we start the news today with the tale of Kylie Minogue overcoming her bullying hell. Our main story, Kylie Minogue has came out today saying that she was almost bullied at school 3 times. And then just after she'd got over being almost bullied, she imagined a teacher almost sexually harassing her when asking for her story about a pony called Trevor. Miss Minogue said she never quite got over the thought of the teacher thinking about sexually harassing her, but she used this experience in a positive light in a song off the latest album called "Don't You Think About Harassing Me." Lovely. Also in the news, Tory leader in women rape number outrage. Today, the Tory leader has said this week that the number of women being raped is not high enough and he's going to do something about it. The Tory leader announced that the number of women prosecuting rapists is 1 in 4 and he wants to raise this number to at least 2 in 4. women need to send the message out that if men rape women, then women are going to tell the cops and then other men will rape those men. When asked if he had ever raped a woman, he said, "No, thank you." And are women allergic to exercise? Only a fifth of women are doing enough exercise to be healthy, a report finds today. The report found that the lazy part of the brain is three times bigger in a woman than it is in a man. Leading scientist Douglas Hornchurch said, "Women are built for comfort, not speed, and are more suited to sitting down than moving about. Their bodies have changed over the years to accommodate this by giving women larger behinds and making sitting down easier, more comfortable, and thus more appealing." The report also finds that for 70% of women, sex is the only exercise they get, and for 40% of these, exercise involves just lying on their back and thinking of chocolate. Dairy milk was the favourite. And now the entertainment news. Winehouse booed as tour kicks off. Troubled singer Amy Winehouse is booed by fans on the first night of her UK tour in Birmingham. Fans started to boo the singer when it became apparent she wasn't going to collapse, cry, have a breakdown or drop the microphone, and instead was fully intent on just singing all her songs off her platinum album. One fan said, "I came here for the full show, not just the songs. I want my money back, and this is a disgrace. If I had the chance, I'd knock the beehive off her." McCartney to do concert for aliens. Today, Paul McCartney plans to do an album and then transmit it live to aliens in outer space. Whether the aliens will be able to understand the bland lyrics of the former Beatle is not yet known, but there are some people who fear it will cause an alien invasion. One person in the street said, "Paul has to be careful. I remember when I first heard the Frog Song and Mull of Kintyre. That made me angry and I wanted to hurt someone." We don't want that reaction from aliens, do we? They might set their laser beams from stun to kill. A warning indeed. And finally, Baby Spices. Today, the Spice Girls are offered to rent their wombs out and donate the money to Children in Need. During the Children in Need show, people will be able to ring up and bid for one of the Spice Girls to be a surrogate mother. Unfortunately, the winner will not be able to impregnate the Spice Girl himself, but will have to pass the sperm on a Petri dish. The Spice Girl to do the deed will be chosen by text vote on the Chris Moyle show tomorrow morning. And the numbers that matter. Today, it's shown that 73% owe under 50% of your yearly wage and 38% are totally debt-free, but with 65% debt on credit cards, and mortgages are 14%. And we finish up with tomorrow's headlines. No celebrities found in jungle. Man trapped on toilet forced to poo himself to safety. The Queen announces there will be no Christmas speech this year as she is planning to get pissed up royally during the Christmas festivities. Bernard Matthews found naked with chicken on cock. David Beckham to get web tattoo on face. Puddles the cat, who is an alcoholic. And finally, scientists have found a link between breathing and aging. Well, that's all from me. Thanks and good night.
The bell tolls for some stand-up comedy.
Right, let's have a bit of stand up for you then. This good article today, we've got man used pants to blindfold croc. Now, you know, it's not that impressive. I do stuff like this all the time. Just the other day, a squirrel attacked me and I blindfolded him with one of my socks, actually. Yeah, so, you know, just because it's Australia where they have killer freaking animals. But we had this Australian man, he'd just coming out of the water on a popular beach, and then he stood on a crocodile. Well, that's his first mistake, idiot. You know, first rule of crocodile safety, never stand on a crocodile, because they get angry. Well, he's ignored that, he stood on him, and he said all he had to hand was his red pants. So I ripped off my jocks, mate, soaked them in water, and wrapped them round his face. It was a bit cranky, and that was the only thing that I could use to cover his eyes. Now, you want to be careful here, because the last thing you want, really, is a blind cock. Croc? A blind cock. Well, he got that out. But a blind croc and your knob dangling about. Now, that is a bad combination, I'm thinking. But he got away with it, you know, good thinking. And he waited there, cleverly, for the tide to go out. And then it got called for the old parks and wildlife to arrive. So, you know, not too bad, Aussie man. Right, the next story. I like this one. There's this man in Missouri walking around, walking down the street. Then the cops come up. Woo, woo! Okay, put it down, boy. Put what down? What am I doing wrong, officer? You know what you're doing wrong. Now just put the toad down. Toad down? What? What do you think I'm going to do with this toad? Lick it? Is that an offence? Well, it should be. Yes. He got... This is what happened. The dude... He got caught and accused of possessing the toad with the intention of using it as a halogen. Halogen. Some kind of light. Yeah, that's it. He was going down a really dark alley and he was going to use the toad to light his way. Hallucinogen. Hey, I got it. He planned to get high by licking the Colorado River toad's venom glands. Why don't you just get some dope, man? Animal expert Danny Schneider said people used to do it all the time, but it got faded out a while, but it's come back as a fad and not a smart one. And the finale to this story is good. The dude gets released and sort of smacked wrist, said, "Don't you go licking any more toads, you bloody idiot." And the toad was kept in custody at the police crime labs. Hey, think they'll be having a bit of toad lickathon in there? Yeah, oh yeah. I'm sure someone had to test it to make sure it was one of those druggy toads. I bet they had a right old party. They were bloody arresting flying aliens, which is just a tree or something, etc. Makes me laugh, man, how licking toads became a fad. You know, how did this... Firstly, how do you ever find out that licking a toad makes you, like, high and on drugs? Who came up with that? You know, who did it? How did you first accidentally lick a toad? And not just one, it has to be a couple of specific ones as well. And they're venomous ones. You know, who's going to be bloody daft enough to get near a venomous toad to lick his back to see if he gets like a buzz off it? You know, that is just awesome stuff. But then it became a fad to have toads. Well, how did this work? Did they all have pet toads? Are people having like packs of toads, have one in their pocket? You know, when life's bloody bananas, isn't it? And finally, we have one that would just, it would boggle my dad's mind beyond belief, I think. Teen arrested for virtual theft. The Dutch police arrested a teenager who stole $2,500 worth of virtual furniture from an online hotel. I think he hacked into someone's account and stole their furniture and put it in his own virtual house. I could just imagine the conversation I'd have with my dad. He'd be like going, "So, what did he take?" "Oh, he took some like virtual chairs and sofas." "Really? But what? How did he pick them up? Did he have mates to help him lift it up?" And "No, they don't exist." "Yeah, but what did he get then? Why are they worth money? Can't steal something in midair."
And who arrested him?
What, the virtual police? Where was he? Was he in a virtual hideout? I don't understand. What's going on? How can this happen? Where was his body? Was his mind in there? Where does he go for this crime? Does he go to the virtual prison? Is that bad? Will he be cyber-sexing in there? I think my dad just wouldn't... It would truly boggle his mind, I think. But he's fucking fairly stupid in my mind. And doesn't this theft just twist your mind? Now, what were you interested in when you were young? I like playing football, playing games. I wasn't interested in stealing virtual furniture, real furniture. I mean, what are they doing? What does a teenager want with a virtual house? What is he going to do in there? Is he going to bring girls back? Virtual girls to check out his new pad? I mean, what is the state of the world, man? That teenagers are worried about lining their virtual houses with fancy virtual furniture. It's just ridiculous. And if he doesn't watch out, he'll soon have a virtual job and have to pay the virtual bills and having virtual babies to worry about. He should enjoy his virtual youth at the moment and, you know, just have fun with it. Not worried about getting your virtual furniture and stuff like that. You know, be young, free and virtually single. Plus, what kind of people play these stupid bloody games? I don't want to go to work, come home, pay the bills and do other boring chores just to get on the computer and do exactly the same feckin' thing. Jesus, man, you know, why don't you get on the game and start shooting some bloody aliens and getting some laser beams out, doing some karate moves, for goodness sake. He needs to relax a bit, you know. I think he's taking life a bit too seriously. Some fun. If there are any candidates who need a good cyberbullying, it's that little shitbag. Go on, cyberbully him. Send him some bloody messages about
the
how
joy
horrible
of
he looks and how
crap
his flat is.
Cartoon about the sort dog at the vets really made me laugh. He's depressed. I think he's missing the postman letters last week. This could be my dog, which is out of his bed promptly at 7:30 to sit in the hallway, facing the letterbox, dash into the living room, look up and down the street, hoping to see the postman. At the first sight, he goes absolutely mad, barking and throwing himself up against the window and rushing back into the hall. The last few days have been frustrating for him. He is totally dispirited and just lies in his bed depressed. He is in a bad way now, and we're just hoping the strike finish soon. We have tried to cheer him up, pointing out the road sweeper, but to no use. We have decided to go down to the post office and show him the postman on the picket line. I just hope it works. Hosk's mum. In a letter that was printed in this Sunday's Guardian. Last Sunday's Guardian. You know, the Guardian. Sunday that has been already.
Obviously, I wouldn't be properly reading The Sun if I didn't read the Dear Deirdre page. They're a bit rubbish today, but there's two which made me have a little chortle. It was wife's lover rang me, and you think, oh, he's like, oh, I found out my wife was having an affair when her lover rang me up to tell me about it. Well, you know how that felt? That felt like his guts were ripped out. So he had a look around, and he said that the dude rang her up, told her there was proof of the affair in the home. So he went searching around and found some messages on the computer. A friend had asked her what the difference was between me and the lover. So you'd think, probably, what's the difference going to be like? Maybe he's got a great big willy, or rich, or better looking. It's usually just one thing, you know, perhaps he's been ignoring her, etc. But what she replied was, when the difference between him and the lover, she said he was good-looking, well-hung, fantastic in bed. She also said if she had the choice, she would pick him over me every single time. Ooh, well, that's probably a bit worse than you'd expect when you were reading that. Hopefully it'd be one thing. You wouldn't expect all that. But he confronted her with this, and she said, oh, she only slept with him once. Well, must be bloody good, I tell you. The other letter I like is a real load of old gubbins, but I just like the first line. It's that, I've probably had more men than my nans had hot dinners, but I feel so alone. So you're thinking, wow, more men than her nans had hot dinners. Well, that's going to be quite a few. I wonder how old this girl is. And then the next line goes,
I'm a 17-year-old girl. Fucking hell, she has been busy. Well, I wonder how old her nan is, I suppose. If she's a slag, her nan's probably only 40 or something. I don't know, I'm not quite bothered to do the math. Anyway, it's all down to that she was a fatty when she was younger, and now she's trying to prove a point. But it's always her who ends up getting hurt. Well, if they know the answers, what are they asking Deirdre for? It's bloody stupid.
Right, that's another end of another Hoss Half Hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Coupled together a bit much this week, but not too bad. A lot of reading of the papers and commenting on it, mainly The Sun. Right, well, to show you how, if you think there's a lot of swearing in it normally, you should check out the outtakes, which are going to end with 1 minute of outtakes, which involves me saying the word fuck quite a lot.
And we start the news today with fuck it when asking fucking cock. And we start the news today with this fuck it bollocks. Tory leader in rape. Fuck. Today, the Tory leader has said this week that the number of women being raped is not quite high. And fucking fuck. And women and exercise are not best friends. That is good. Women, not fuck, pock, shit, smelly fannies. The report also finds that sex is 90% of the women's only exercise, but most of this is spent just lying on their back and involves no cardiovascular fucking cost. The Queen announces there'll be no Christmas speech this year. Fuck.
Hosks half hour, Hosks half hour.
I can't think anything but fucking bollocks poo shit.
I can't think anything but fucking bollocks poo shit.